Law enforcement sources tell the Associated Press the gunman in the shooting at a Donald Trump rally had bomb-making materials at his home. The suspect's been identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Sources tell the Associated Press bomb-making materials were found inside his vehicle and at his home. At an early morning news conference, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, the Pennsylvania State Police Deputy Commissioner, said there was much to learn about the suspect and his motivation.
The single greatest priority would be to identifying a motive and whether there was anyone else involved.
Investigators believe the firearm that Crooks used had been purchased by his father at least 6 months ago. Secret Service agents fatally shot Crooks, who was on a rooftop outside the rally venue at a farm show in Butler. I'm Jackie Quinn.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.